session. I'm happy to introduce the Reverend David Heal with a few words of encouragement. David.
Thank you, Roshi. On this feast day of Saint Joseph, a reading from the Gospel of Matthew. Now the birth of Jesus the Messiah took place in this way. When his mother Mary had been engaged to Joseph, but before they lived together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to public disgrace, planned to dismiss her quietly. But just when he had resolved to do this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, for the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. "Look, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall name him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. When Joseph awoke from sleep, he did as the angel commanded him. He took her as his wife, but had no marital relations with her until she had borne a son, and he named him Jesus. Last week, I spoke of a Congolese refugee who was admitted to the hospice agency for which I work as a chaplain. I noted then the dire circumstances in which he and his wife lived, no money, no ready means of transportation, subsisting on what those in the greater community and in their parish were able to provide. Because of symptoms that were no longer able to be managed in the home, he was transferred to our inpatient facility. He died on Tuesday. Our chaplain there, Lindsay, sent me an email about how she had supported the patient's wife and what a beautiful experience it had been. Lindsay wrote, "She sobbed with me and through the translator said, 'He loved me so well. He treated me like an egg.' I wasn't sure I understood, so I asked her to explain. She said, 'He was so careful with me and never let me break.' The same might be said of Joseph in his loving care of Mary. Even though he couldn't spare her from that sword of grief that would pierce her heart, Joseph was a devout Jew, obedient to the law, and accepted the vocation of protecting Mary and being a father to Jesus. He's honored for his nurturing care of the infant Jesus and his mother in fleeing with them to Egypt to escape Herod's slaughter of the innocents. He brought Jesus up as a faithful Jew, and he let his dreams speak and listen to their voice of command. He was a man of compassion, who we imagine acted with gentleness and humility. He lived a hidden life as a working man in an obscure near Eastern Town. And the Gospels make no further mention of him. Some suggest that he died before Jesus set out on his own road that led to that desolate hill outside the gates of Jerusalem. I wonder if even now Joseph is inviting us on this path of constancy, of care and attention, compassionate service, and nonviolent witness, manifesting that God is indeed with us. Such, it seems to me, is much like the Zen way in which we are called to walk.